Dude, I just want to say one thing to you guys, though. Last year, when they came out with the first part series of, or first, like, series of, what's that freaking movie? I forget, because I see Rick laughing all the time, and I'm like, what's so funny? You know, I feel like Joe Pesci asking Rick.
I'm reading the chat.
Asking Rick, like, what? I'm funny like a clown? What's funny? What's so funny? You know?
Do you find me funny? Do I make you laugh?
Welcome to Scratched. Hey there, this is Ryan from Scratched. If you weren't aware already, I wanted to let you know about Scratched.net. Scratched.net is the home for everything Scratched. There you'll find every single episode of Scratched, as well as the show notes for each episode, and some bonus stuff that you may like too. Take a minute after the show, check out the site, and then head on over to Facebook or Twitter, and give us a follow so you can stay up to date with all things Scratched. Now, without any further delay, let's get you back to episode 109 of Scratched.
Stranger Things, the first series...
Oh, that's awesome.
Was so fantastic. Yeah. Now they're going to have a second. Dude, I can't wait. I wish that they'd be more, like, I know they can't physically, like, I mean, they did a lot of work in that, but I can't get enough of my freaking fix of Stranger Things. I want part two.
I'm the same way with that and Game of Thrones. They cannot get here soon enough. It's freaking killing me.
Yeah, we've been that way for 4 years now with Game of Thrones. We got involved right after the end of season one. And it was so painful because we did the same thing with Walking Dead. And then while we were waiting, we blew through Dexter and blew through as much as we could of Breaking Bad. And luckily, we had that little buffer, right, in between. But then those ended. Literally, we got all the way to the end of all those others. And then it was like this dead zone where we're like... I need a fix. where is it? Where, you know, bleeding and crap. It was just horrible, horrible.
Yeah, we binged watched the first five seasons, and then we just watched the sixth season here probably about 2 months ago, whenever it came out on DVD, and we blew through it really fast. I was like, man, I wish we would have spread those out and milked them a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You go through that withdrawal, man, you know?
Yeah. It's a freaking 21st century problems, right?
Yeah, I know. 68, 60, 70 years ago, you know, you didn't have problems like this.
Right. I couldn't get through the Daredevil, though, for some reason. Did you guys? I know Rick did, but...
Oh, yeah. I haven't even watched an episode of it yet.
Tore that up, man. The minute it hit, Sherry... was like, what is this Daredevil thing? And I said, oh, girl, let's party, right? And that was when season one happened. So we blew through that in like a weekend. There's only like, 10, 11 episodes, something like that, give or take. And by the end, she was kind of like into it, but not 100%. You know, she goes, okay, let's see something else, right? So I said, all right, let me explain a few things to you. And we talked about Daredevil and all, you know, what I grew up with and things like that. And the minute I finished explaining that, all of a sudden my phone goes off with a Netflix notification that Daredevil season two has hit. And I went, oh, sweet. Right. Not knowing where it was going to go. And then found out.
Don't tell me.
Real quick. Well, I already did, but you've clearly forgotten.
I forgot.
So that's okay. That's all right. Kind of par for the course. We're used to it. I found out fast which way it was going. And I was in the chair just, yes, oh, thank God, you know. And Sherry's like, what in the hell is with you? And I said, you're going to love this. And wham, right through to the end, all the way through. And she was like, oh, my God, when is season three going to start? Do we need to talk about it to make it happen? Come on, let's get season three to go. Come on, please. And then that's when we started really going deep into the Marvel and the DC stuff that's out there. And she got hooked on Arrow. She got hooked on Flash. She got hooked on Supergirl. She got hooked on DC Legends. She got hooked on, you know, all this crazy stuff that we've been watching.
Flash is my, okay, to me, what they did with Flash, I'm getting goose pimples just thinking about it right now. And I don't care. What they did with Flash and the way they've done it and everything and all the stories, it feels totally like I was back in the day reading those comic books. And it's enough sci-fi, like scientific, you know, gobbledygook. And can I use that word? And
sure.
So it's a mix of that, and yet the storyline. That's a bad word here in Miami. If you say gobbledygook, you better get ready to fight.
Are you serious?
Don't do that to. No, I'm joking.
I was gonna say. Good God.
But the mixture of that of basically, I love that show so much. I like all the flashes that are involved. I love the mixing of timelines and it going insane. I just, dude, it's the best, dude.
It is. So, it really is like one of the best superhero shows that's ever been on TV, in my opinion. Like we tried.
I'm with you.
We tried to get through Luke Cage. You said you had suggested Luke Cage to me and Amy back in, well, probably at the end of last year, and we got about 6 episodes into it and lost interest in it. But man, the Flash, week in and week out, we are waiting for the Flash.
Yep. we have just, to catch up.
So you didn't like. Luke Cage, but Luke Cage was good though.
I'm not familiar enough with the character. I don't think. But the Flash, okay, I'm very familiar with.
And Jessica Jones, do you guys like that? I love Jessica Jones.
I've never seen it.
Dude, but you guys, because you're not thinking funky, gritty. Okay, not gritty like a Batman gritty, but you're not thinking of that funk, you know, 70s, boinchika, 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 that kind of superhero, you know? That feeling, that's what Luke Cage, you know, brings in my mind. It's very, because I remember my older friend, my friend's brother had a collection of comic books in his room, and dude, this guy, he was older than us, and he had like, back then we didn't really have girlfriends, and we were just comic book readers and dorky D&D players, and he had girlfriends, and the girlfriends were beautiful, and you'd see them walk into his house and then straight into his room, and he'd disappear, and we'd be outside picking our nose, and then all of a sudden
nose part is new. That's good.
Well, so, but he was like a rock star to us, dude. This guy had it all going on. His name was Moses. He had it all going on. He had the chicks. He had the freaking, he was a bodybuilder too. He liked karate. It was like everything from the 80s. He was like the perfect, he was like a karate kid, but like, and dude, he had a collection of comic books. Well, no, because we were looking up to him like, boy, we want to be like Moses.
This is drifting into Quicksilver territory, though. I'm getting a little nervous for you.
Scratched. You said Sherry likes Supergirl?
Yeah, when it, like the first season, I mean, we were just pounding that thing every time it would come out. Just, oh, yeah, good. We'd sit down and watch, you know, straight through and get pissed off because there's commercials, right? But this season's a little. Not so much, you know.
See, I thought tried watching. I think we got about 3 episodes in on the season that was on. It was on ABC, I think.
Yeah,
and
CBS.
I just thought it was super freaking campy. I couldn't get past it.
That's the way this new season is. Now that it's moved to the CW, it's gotten that way. But I didn't get campy from that because
maybe not campy.
It's Supergirl,
maybe that was a bad word.
Dude. It's Supergirl. Right, right. You know, like, I mean, the next step is freaking Crypto, for Christ's sake. Give me a break, man. Bale says Supergirl is painful. And Dan said North Star was an Alpha Flight Quicksilver. It is not. It was North Star who was gay.
No. No. I'm sorry. It was Quicksilver. He was a homo.
Wow. Okay, we're going to chuck that right out there. All right. Okay. Jimmy wants to know if Flash means you're quick in the sack, by the way. I seem to have skipped that. Sorry, Jimmy.
Could be. You don't think it's not well acted?
What, Supergirl?
Yeah.
For Supergirl,
maybe just,
yeah.
Maybe it's just what we got from it.
Now, if I saw that, I just couldn't get it. I don't like the guy that's playing Superman in Supergirl. Hi.
See, I haven't got that far.
Oh.
I haven't got that far into it.
That's
so
painful, let me tell you. But no, I think for Supergirl, which I never bought fully into anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, I never read comics or anything.
So here's the deal.
What?
Here's the deal.
Not Supergirl. I just never interested.
You never collected. You never collected Supergirl?
No.
Never had any interest in it.
No.
Me neither.
All right, good.
I'm happy.
So as I transition then.
I did have a couple issues with the Catwoman comic when it first came out.
Oh, no. Look, let's be clear here. Marvel now, with their new universe that's actually the old universe, they are bringing in a lot of girl superheroes, and the storylines are getting better and better. But back then, see, you know what I don't like? I don't like too cartoony, right? So Superman is so polished and Supergirl is so polished. Like, they're so, like, you know, polished. I like a little bit more...
Really? You think Supergirl's polished?
It's the blue and red, but, like, the little tidy, you know...
Okay, now wait a minute. Are you talking about the artwork that's polished?
Yeah, like, not polished. Yeah? Okay, maybe... All right. No, I don't
Because know. Here's my problem. Kal-El is the sole survivor of Krypton. Sole. End of story. Everybody's dead. And all of a sudden, here's Supergirl. What? Give me a break.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of the end, because now you've got Superboy, the freaking dog. Checked out. Done. Horse I call. That's a bullshit flag. And by the way, thank you for joining us, Jamie Page. Now, because holy crap, it's like 4 a.m. his time. Thank you, Jamie. That's we appreciate that. Scratched.
I guess the artwork. You're right about the artwork. The artwork.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Like, I don't want super ultra cartoony. I want more, like, scratches and scratched hey. And lines. Hey. You know? I want more scratched. Hey, that's our commercial. I don't know. It's the comic. Scratched. That's a good one.
And cut.
No, I just could never get into it. I don't know.
The show. The TV show.
Now, I mean, I never got into the comic either. But
it's everybody has their own thing. Sure, right. You know? We're not watching now because they brought in some, and I don't know what the hell Jimmy's talking about, something about Lady Death. I don't know what that means, Jimmy. I'm sorry. But I don't particularly stop what I'm doing and go watch Supergirl. Okay? I don't do it for any of them, if you want to know the truth. Right. But... you know, whatever. We literally just binged all of that we could. Oh God, Sherry, where are you when I need you? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be, and I put it off since day one. And
I have too.
Like, literally, there's nothing else to watch. So you know that's why? What we did.
Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are so nameless. Like, they're Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Like, I like to see... I like to see some, like, standout guy, and then, okay, Luke, what was his name? Nick Fury?
Nick Fury, yeah.
Right, so I'd
Samuel
like to
L. Jackson.
Right, well, you know what? Yeah. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. That's not the original Nick Fury.
I don't care. I love him.
He was perfect fit for the character, though.
Hell yeah.
I haven't seen it, so
you haven't seen...
With the Avengers, you're right. Yeah, no, I have. Yeah. I have. But in the comic book world...
With the patch and the hat and... Yeah,
but
oh,
I used to collect them alongside of Punisher because he came out with his own thing and it was... Whatever.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, they're so nameless, like, the title, that I'm like, I don't want to... But you're saying it's good, so I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. The title is freaking benign. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, great. Whatever. Who cares, right? And that's exactly the way I went. What are we in season 3 now, I guess? Something like that? Just finished up season 3? Or we're in middle of season 3? I don't know. But, dude, there was literally nothing else to watch. We bought Doctor Strange, and I watched it like 4 times. And, oh, my God. All the way through it, man. Like freaking diarrhea. Boom, all the way, you know? It was wicked good.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I mean, it
so
gets
good recommendation there.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, now like everything else, there are lulls, right?
Sure.
You get to a low point. I mean, Jesus, the best thing I have ever seen on television, and hands down, in my opinion, was Breaking Bad. But seasons 4 and 5, and they call it 6, but it really was 5.5. Okay, sucked, horrible. But when you get to season, is it 4? Maybe 3 or 4, whatever. When you get to a point where there's the big showdown in the middle of it, oh my God, best TV I've ever seen. If you get to the last four episodes of what I believe is actually going to be season four, if you go traditionally, you can watch those straight through, and it's a movie. It's a movie. You could run them straight through, and there's no lull in the action. There's this big, humongous denouement at the end of this thing, and it is by far the best TV I have ever seen, period, end of story. Okay? Breaking Bad. But...
is it that good?
Oh, God, dude. Yeah. It was amazing. It was amazing.
How was that? What was that sigh of tension and release? That was just do that sound again.
I need a change. I'll be back.
Oh yeah. No, but notice your yeah ended with dude.
You go,
oh yeah, dude. notice. Your relief was like, oh yeah.
Yeah, well, partly because I'm trying to breathe too, because I just went on this long tangent.
No, you're
don't even.
No. You said and then he said yeah. He said dude.
Oh, I like that.
And the way you said it,
dude. Now, see, I thought Jimmy was talking about Dark Horse Comics in here. Do you remember Dark Horse Comics?
Bam, now we're gonna throw a horse into this thing.
Well, you know Hellboy, right?
Hellboy, yeah.
Yeah,
Hellboy was Dark Horse. I thought that's what he was saying when he said Lady Death, and then he said Dark Comics. I think he just meant like a dark genre, though.
Oh.
But,
well,
yeah,
Jimmy,
Dark Horse
clarify
had Hellboy.
That for us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now I'm going to be...
You're going to be all over that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jamie's found my wife. Look out. I'm going to have to separate those two. Yeah, he meant dark genre.
Okay.
So, you know, which is fine. You know, listen, there's comics, there's Jesus Christ, there's Hellboy, and then there's Archie, and everybody finds something they like, okay? And there's nothing wrong with it. I personally, no. Jughead, Archie, all that crap, no. That's not my thing, okay? I'm with Eloy in that I like to see something dark and gritty and, you know, bloody and, you know, vicious and things like that. See, the indie stuff, I never went into it because at that point, anime was getting pretty big too. And I hate anime, with one exception. And we talked about that, you know.
Yeah,
I made Sherry watch it.
I hate all anime except for one. I am a nerd when it comes to Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. I had a feeling.
Can you guys?
But you're also
you
that age group.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. What? Do me a favor. Can you guys clear up the whole anime thing? Because to me, number one, I don't like the art. I'm not going to sit here and lie. Okay, I like my Marvel and DC. Okay? But anime, can you explain, like, why? I mean, what's the story with that? Like, what's the origin of why? What's the separateness
of that?
It's
just Japanese, Japanese art.
We used to call it Japanimation.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because all of that stuff came out of Japan. But
would it be, would remember how they drew, remember how they drew Robotech?
Yeah.
And remember the characters sort of, with the hair like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Final Fantasy-ish. Yeah.
Yeah. If that's anime or if that's a sub-genre of anime, I like that. But I like that because of the Robotech side of it. Not so much the facial, you know, the characters.
Have you seen some of this anime? It is incredible. Like I don't watch a lot of it. I don't watch any of it really, but some of the artwork is fantastic. Like I know, I think you're talking. I don't think. You're talking about like the goofy freaking anime, right? With the bubbly eyes and
that's
stupid. But there's some like, the new movie that's out she plays Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I believe that was an anime first.
Yes, it was, and it's actually on Hulu, and I believe you can still get it on Netflix too. And I've wanted to go and watch that now that I have a better understanding of it. The problem is, in my mind, growing up with DC, Marvel, and you know that's not a transition piece. That's a leap. You know what I mean?
It is a leap.
Because
me.
Of the art, number one. It's a leap because of the story, which is completely disjointed, right? In the early stuff, it was overdubbed with English. Yeah. There was no line. There was nothing you could follow. You know what I mean? It may have, and I'm so tainted from what I got in the early days that I'll never watch it. With the exception... With the exception of Ninja Scroll, which I made Sherry watch. Oh, hey, Chad. What? At least it doesn't show the top of Rick's head. Yeah, thanks, buddy. he's referring to the interview where we ran some other technical problems as well, which I wasn't aware. But thanks for voting for the top of my head. Appreciate that. Anyway, I asked Sherry, well, I really didn't ask. I said, hey, you know what? We're going to watch this. And she's like, okay, whatever. So we watched it and she was like, okay, it was good to watch once, but I don't think I'll watch it again. And I went, okay, that's fair. But that's as close as I get to anime. And it's more along the lines of what Eloy was talking about with the Robotech stuff and, you know, the early days that was semi-watchable. And if it's good, you know, great, go for it, knock yourself right out. But I'm not going to break my back scrolling through 400 pages of stuff on Netflix to try to watch some of that stuff. Oh, right. I may do that with Ghost in the Shell.
Right.
Because I hear nothing but good things about that.
Right. And like you said, I think it's the generation gap. It's what I grew up with to a certain extent. I was right in that mix, the late 80s, early 90s, where comics were kind of coming. They were kind of in their height, kind of. And anime was coming up, so I got that mix of both.
But the end of the 80s was the beginning end of comic books, in my opinion.
The early 90s to mid 90s comics were great, in my opinion. But then again, that's what I grew up with.
Yeah, but we had like John Byrne's drawing and just so many awesome just artists, but. And the comic books had I don't know. I stopped like in 90, 91. I stopped completely. But in the 80s, I was buying comic books every weekend. My father would pick me up. Not pick me up. My father. He'd both drive there. I had my own house.
Dad would send Alfred over to pick me up from the driveway and the Lexus.
My dad would take me. And we'd go to Sunshine Comics, and I'd buy a bunch of comics, dude. I read everything, dude. I could get my hands on everything. It was just so much fun. But after like 90, it was like, I don't know, dude. After Image started and McFarlane broke from, you know, doing DC and Marvel, and he opened up his own thing with the Spawn. For some reason, I marked that as the end for me of the good.
Yeah, I never got into Spawn at all.
For comics.
I know people. Oh, I knew people that would just devour that, right? And no, it's kind of like we had Beavis and Butthead on MTV, right? And then they brought in Daria, and it was like, okay, everybody out of the pool, you know, we're out. None, you know, that's a cut for me.
I used to hate them. I used to hate Beavis and Butthead, even back then. I didn't like them. I felt like, no, dude, I didn't like, and I didn't like, although I watched, obviously, I hated them, but I watched them. That's what I mean about the whole clickbait thing that I've been talking about lately. But I hated them, but I would still watch them. And the same with Bill and Ted's Adventure, whatever. I hated that thing.
The first one was funny. That was funny stuff, man. But the second one, Jesus, God Almighty, shoot me in the head with a bazooka. Please get it over with, you know. Chad says some other things. And going back a bit in the chat anyway, Jimmy is 500 shows into Naruto, which I have seen but not even once tried to look at. 350 into Bleach, which again, I've heard of but not really looked at. Dan says Image Comics started in the 90s, which I think is another indie, which I've never heard of. What else we got here? He also says Spawn was badass, which, okay, knock yourself out. Not my thing.
That, to expand on Jimmy's here a little bit, he was talking about Naruto. He's what, 500 episodes in. When this, I think maybe both of you know, and some other people know, this apartment building that I helped my dad's company remodel over the last 2-3 years. We had I don't want to say like an intern. He like worked through this government thing for school credit or something, and he worked for the company. So he was 17, 18 years old. But the dude was like gaga over Naruto. And he could sing the Japanese like intros and stuff. And he would sing them while working in Japanese. It was the nerdiest and the coolest freaking thing I've
ever
seen.
I could not work with someone like that. They would get hit with a hammer. I'm sorry. Oh my God, that would be brutal. Episode complete.